Okay, Rachel, the first thing I want to ask you is there's reports that most of the structure has burned down. Can you confirm any of that?
Desmond, what I saw was that the structure was actively burning, and it seems very unlikely that any of it will be able to be salvaged. It's a wooden structure, and it's very old growth timber, and I think that Civic Stadium has been destroyed by this fire.
Was there anything that you heard from anybody, official or unofficial, about reports of how it might have started?
No, I heard some rumors, but certainly we can't confirm them. You know, it's so dry, it's been so hot, and it seems likely that any spark could have started this fire. The grass around there is really dry, and of course, it is a wooden stadium, and it was burning actively.
As a reporter that's followed the development of the city purchasing Civic Stadium, can you speculate as to the reaction that the community is going to be for losing a structure that we worked so that Eugene worked so hard to get and maintain?
I think this is a huge blow to the supporters of restoring Civic Stadium. I did talk with an acquaintance when I was at the scene, and she has been involved in restoring Civic Stadium, and she was very sad. She said, you know, they've put in so much effort, so much work, and to see it all go up in flames is devastating.
The Eugene police have asked people in the surrounding area to evacuate, and traffic's at a standstill right now. And any sort of reaction to the safety for the public in that area?
Well, there are police on the scene trying to keep the public away from the most active part of the burn, but there are quite a few people on the scene watching the fire, and the streets are really backed up all around Civic Stadium, so I would recommend that people avoid driving into the area. I saw also neighbors hosing down their front lawns to protect their own homes from possible spreading of the fire. And I did want to say too that I saw fire crews. They were spraying hoses, mainly it looked like to protect the surrounding trees from catching flame. The structure itself, it looked like they didn't have any hope of actually saving.
Thanks for the update, Rachel. Thanks for being on the scene there. And this is a day that a lot of Eugenians are not going to be wanting to remember, but we appreciate a firsthand take about what's going on.
All right,
All
Desmond,
right.
thanks so much.
Bye.